Today is the day that we're flying out to Flinders Island. When we finish here at 9 o'clock, we're spending a couple of nights over there broadcasting from Flinders Island, taking a couple of listeners as well, which is fantastic. And we've been thanking so many supporters. And today we would like to have a chat to Tanya Rattray, MLC for McIntyre. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jules and Glenn.
Now, I do believe, Tanya, you have a hell of a lot to do with the realisation of our dream and getting over to Flinders.
Heard you on the radio, Jules, when you put out the call for some way of getting you to Flinders Island, and I immediately thought of Peter Barron and the Flinders Island Aviation Team as I drove past their place of work on that morning at Bridport. And gave him a call, and the rest is history. You're almost on your way.
Well, you said to me the other day when I was talking to you, not on the air, that you rang Peter up and you said, look, I'll pay for Glenn to get over. Peter, if you can pay for Jules.
Absolutely, and that's exactly that's exactly what I've done.
And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we can't believe we're going over there. All the people behind this. What is it about Flinders Island that you love?
What isn't it magic about an island? Have a think about it. And particularly during the COVID lockdown, when we can't travel internationally, we can travel across the water.
Yes, and overseas.
We can get to Flinders Island, overseas.
Yes.
Absolutely, Jules.
Uh-huh.
And so, so many people from Tasmania and around have been heading over, and they've been experiencing what I've known for years and what the islanders, some of them would probably like to keep a secret, but it is magic.
It sounds to me like it's the kind of place where you'll go and kind of want to stay forever by the sounds of it. And the people sound so welcoming as well.
Well, 2 days won't be enough for you, Jules, but you will go back.
Yes.
Once you've been, you'll want to go back. There are so many things to see, whether you go to Trousers Point or whether you sit in the tavern at Lady Barron and have a glass of wine or just have a meal.
I've been there.
Or whether you go touring around the island, which is also, you know, there's plenty of opportunity to get around the island, just hire a car, get in it and go. You can't get lost. It is fantastic.
I tell you what, I remember when I was over there last, people used to say to me, if there was more than two sets of footprints on the beach, there's too many.
Absolutely agree, and you'll probably find that in a lot of places when you get to look around. But also make sure when you're driving that you wave to everyone.
Oh, yes, yes.
That is just a golden rule on the island.
Yep.
Hand up or however you wave when you're in the car, because it's so important. But you will love meeting the very good folk of Flinders Island. Annie Reavy, Mayor, fairly new GM, Warren Groves, and all the locals. I've given you a list of a few people that I thought you have to talk to, and I'm just really sorry that I'm going to have to miss this trip, but I'll be over there very soon.
Oh, that's good. We spoke to the Mayor, Annie, and she said she had to get us a permit to go over, but it's happened.
A special dispensation as such.
Yes.
Hey, Tanya, we are looking forward to it. It's a shame you can't come as well, but as you said, we'll probably be back and then hopefully we can have a glass of wine together at the tavern. Thanks so much for getting behind it.
Awesome. And don't forget to go to the White Mark Interstate Hotel as well.
Oh, I'm sure we'll that in somewhere.
We'll get there.
Good on you, Tanya.
See you, Tanya.
And enjoy.